Top 5 at 5 waits for no man or woman.
The Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, checking in at
number 5.
Thank you, Orion. A change for many workers. The Obama administration has issued a new rule today changing who gets overtime pay and when they get it. Used to be if you were making under $23,000 a year and you were working more than 40 hours, then you got time and a half. Now, by executive order, he moved that number up to $47,000.
Essentially. Doubled it. Mm-hmm.
Vice President Joe Biden, speaking about the measure, at Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream headquarters in Columbus, Ohio.
You know, for much of the 20th century, we basically operated on the notion that there is a basic commitment. It's in the Fair Labor Standards Act that you work 40 hours a week. We said there is a certain degree of civility that you don't work more than 40 hours a week. When you're asked to work more than 40 hours a week, you get compensated for working more than 40 hours a week. And so since the 30s, the law has been clear. And everyone in business knew it. And both political parties supported it. If a worker works more than 40 hours a week, she or he should get greater compensation for the work they did.
You know, I would take it more seriously if he weren't holding a melting ice cream cone in his hand while he was making this statement.
I don't know. That Jenny's ice cream, have you had it?
I have, yes.
Pretty darn good. Yeah. Hard to stay away from it. They're saying more than a third of full-time salaried employees are going to be eligible for this. That's up from like the 7% who currently qualify. And it'll be interesting to see as this is implemented how small business owners react and what happens.
Yeah.
Because it could go a lot of ways.
Yeah, well, the small business owners, I mean, that's an issue. That is, it becomes tough for them. I mean, people always discount the guy who's paying the check or the woman who's paying the check. The business owners who have to make that, sometimes the husband or wife, right, who are employing as many people as they can. And then something like this happens to them, and they're like, oh, well, this is harder. It makes it harder for them to stay in that business, or they have to cut back on the number of employees or cut back on the services. I mean, it does become an issue here. So it's not as easy as, hey, you just have to obey the rules. I like how Joe's up there. Although, I mean, just tell you, in this political environment this year, mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of people making hay, but I can't see Donald Trump coming out and screaming his head off about how this is terrible for the business owners. Because he's working on that whole sort of populist thing, right? Mitt Romney would have done that. I'll walk.
In a minute.
Right.
In a minute, he'd be all over it.
I don't like these people who make less than $47,000 a year.
Well, you do see Paul Ryan has already come out against this, saying it'll be harmful for business and won't have the outcome that the president is suggesting because business owners will work things out so that people don't have the 40 hours or do other things if they feel they can't afford to pay this. But
exactly.
We'll see.
All right, checking in at
number 4.
Fort Worth, Texas. Woman says a Ross department store in Mesquite. I guess it would be in Mesquite, Texas, not in Fort Worth, Texas.
Sounds like a place in Texas.
Let a man into the women's dressing room. Hey! Hi, there's a man in ladies' dressing room!
Why was Nancy Grace in the dressing room? Does she live in Mesquite?
Isn't that exactly what it sounds like in Mesquite, Texas? A customer service.
I've been to places like Mesquite. I would say yes, you're pretty close.
Customer service rep with Ross would not comment on the alleged incident, but said they do not discriminate against transgender community members. Any customers may use changing rooms that apply to their gender identity. Lisa Sickles says she waited and was shocked when she watched a man walk as a man. That's a man! He's in ladies' dressing room!
And came right back out and called me to the side and told me that he was representing himself as a woman today. And he was in no way dressed as a woman. He had on jeans, a t-shirt, 5 o'clock shadow, very deep voice. He was a man. So what about me or my feelings are making me feel uncomfortable? And it was, you know, more like he was doing it because he could. So that's kind of how I took it. I was mad and kind of appalled, I guess, at the same time.
Well, is this somebody doing it to make a political statement, or is this somebody doing it because they're really wearing a dress?
No, it seems like he was goofing around, like kind of challenging the system, from what I read on this story, that he was just trying to see what he could get away with. Yeah, that guy. Just like that.
You know, now that they've made this a law, I'm going to prove that they're all wrong by dressing up as a woman and walking into women's bathrooms and demanding to go potty.
In Cleveland, a video of a woman parading around a Target store with a Bible protesting the company's transgender bathroom policy has gone viral.
Attention, Target customers! Do not be deceived. Target would have you believe with their Mother's Day displays that they love mothers and children. This is a deception. This is not love, and they've proven it by opening their bathrooms. Two perverted men! I am a mother of 12, and I am very disgusted by this wicked practice. Target does not protect mothers and children. Mothers, get your children out of this store!
There are two red flags there. Mother of 12 and wicked. Those are all the things that she said. She's like this. Hey, there's a woman in there! That's bad!
Why is Target the new fighting ground for bathroom laws and dressing rooms? I'm sure they're not happy about that.
Oh, no. No. This is why you have to have crisis counsel. Yes, I don't know.
It's really flared up. You know, but transgender doesn't equal predator. Just any different than, you know, there are gay men that go into the men's room. There are gay women that go into the women's room. That doesn't mean they're predators. I mean, the fact is the predators are more likely to be people that look somewhat quote-unquote normal and tend to be fathers. And, you know, if you look at the FBI profile of who would actually prey on your children, it's not what you'd expect. It's not this.
I just want to say one thing. Do you have the phone number of that woman in Cleveland?
You find her sexy?
She sounds exactly my kind of woman. I mean, I understand. There's preverts and they're in the bathrooms. And I want to make sure that they're not there. And she's going to help me. And I could father those 12 children, in a way.
I'm sure Creepy Guy would be just the man to stand outside the bathrooms and do the bathroom police actions.
I'm going to ask everybody to prove their gender to me before they go to the bathroom.
All right. Violetta?
That woman, I think, is also against birth control.
She is. That is a wicked way!
Oh.
I will not take any sort of pill or allow the rubber industry to keep my zygote.
Celebrity voice impersonated. It does sound like Nancy Grace when you do that. It really does. And then there's this. Even when you can't be there, they are at Chicago Tribune Sports Plus. More coverage from more journalists than anywhere else in the city. Join now, chicagotribune.com/sportsplus.
Okay, continue on with the top 5 of 5. Right here, 720 WGN. Checking in at
number 3.
Robert Shapiro was on TV last night. Remember him?
Sure. Well, everyone who saw the People versus O.J. Simpson, which you watched.
He slipped on the infamous gloves that were key evidence in the murder trial against O.J. Simpson in order to determine if they would fit the former football player. The high-powered attorney admitted in a rare interview with Megyn Kelly.
I tried the glove on. It was a little bit wide in my palm and a little bit long in my fingers. O.J. Simpson has enormous hands, and I knew that glove would not fit him. I want you to walk as close to the jury as you can. Hold up your hand like you're holding the Olympic torch and pull and tug on that glove because it will not fit. And clearly it didn't.
And that was one of the centerpieces, of course, of the whole case. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit the whole thing.
Although he did not reveal whether he thinks Simpson is guilty, because clearly he does.
He didn't say that.
He said there is no question in his mind that any fair juror who saw the case from beginning to end would have found reasonable doubt.
There's moral justice and there's legal justice. And when that not guilty verdict was rendered, I felt legal justice was done. As far as moral justice, I haven't discussed it with anyone, including my wife.
That's interesting. He also revealed what O.J. whispered to him. Remember the seconds after the verdict, O.J. Simpson leaned over and whispered something into Robert Shapiro's ear? Apparently, O.J. said, according to this interview with Megyn Kelly last night, You told me things would be okay, things are going to be fine, and you were right.
Until I go to Las Vegas to get my stuff
until
back.
Until Chapter 2. And nobody can save him from that.
Yeah. All right, checking in at
number 2.
The International Academy of Digital Arts and Sciences created an entirely new category from Kim Kardashian West. This might seem like just a smart PR move to get the reality TV star to publicize the award show to a combined audience of 116 million people on Twitter and Instagram. But that's also exactly the point. The Webby Awards honored her with the first ever Break the Internet Award. Now, acceptance speeches are limited to 5 words. So what were Kim's?
Nude selfies till I die.
To which no one disagreed, but everybody sort of laughed.
Right. Oh,
I mean, at least she gets it. She knows what she's about.
How does Kanye feel about that?
I'm sure he loves it. Are you kidding?
Right, his wife naked on the internet in front of 116 million people?
I don't think he has a problem with that at all.
All right. And finally,
number 1.
Donald Trump denied posing as John Barron, a publicist, to self-promote his brand, but new recordings found by Funny or Die further expose the Manhattan real estate mogul's need for manipulation.
People Magazine. Hi there. This is John Barron. Okay. I'm Donald Trump's publicist. I'm just checking in to make sure we get Donald in consideration for the sexiest man alive issue this year.
We're pretty set on Brad Pitt.
Okay. Well, I've heard from several sources that Brad Pitt has a very insignificant, tiny...
Good morning, Chase Bank. Can I please get your name and date of birth?
Yes. This is John Barron. And I'm calling about my client, Donald John Trump, 614-1946.
I'm sorry. I'm actually only authorized to speak directly to the account holder.
My client was charged a $25 overdraft fee.
Sir, I'm sorry. I'm only authorized to speak directly to the account
He's
holder.
He's a huge businessman.
Domino's, can I take your order?
This is John Barron. I'm calling on behalf of my client, Donald Trump.
Okay, so the order is for Mr. Trump?
No. He won't be eating it. I, John Barron... will be eating it. Donald Trump would never eat Domino's.
Hello, you've reached the Manhattan Jury Duty Hotline. To confirm your summons, say in English, press 1, para español, o prima 2.
Listen, this is John Barron, okay, calling on behalf of Donald J. Trump. This guy is so busy and so rich, he just plain straight up can't do jury duty.
Confirm your summons, say in English, press 1, para español, o prima 2.
Donald Trump loves Hispanics, the sombreros, the margaritas, the fiestas, the siestas.
The great part is it's not much of a stretch, really. Is it? That's what almost makes it not as funny as you think.
There's nothing. You can't stretch on this.
The top 5 at 5.